Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksubos Daf Ayin Zayin, Ksubos 77. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us about the condition called Rason, which was a highly communicable disease in the time of the Talmud. So Machar's Rabbi Yochanan made a proclamation. He saru mizvuvei shabali Rason. Be careful even of the flies that go to somebody who died from Rason, because or has Rason, because they can spread the disease. Rabbi Zera lo ava yosef bezike. Rabbi Zera would not even sit near the wind of somebody who had Rason. He thought the disease was airborne. Rabbi Elazar lo ayal ba'ale. Rabbi Elazar would not go into the same tent as somebody with Rason. But Rabbi Ami Ravasi lo ava achle mi be'e dahim voad. Rabbi Ami Ravasi wouldn't even eat from the eggs of someone from that neighborhood. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mikir Chabahu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what did he do if the person had Rason? He remained with them, Mikrach Bahu. He stuck to them. But Asik B'Torah, he studied Torah with them. He said, Ayelet Ahavim V'yalat Chayin. He said, the Torah is a beloved Ayelet, a beloved hind, and she gives off charm. Im Chayin Mala Alamdea. The Torah, agune lo magna, if the Torah gives chen, charm, to those who study it, well, it, of course it will also provide protection. And so since this was this great sage, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Talmud tells us about him, that ki have shachev, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came time to die, amruwe lo malach hamavas zil aved le reusa. They said to the Malach HaMaves, meaning to say the Bez Din Shamala, the heavenly court, said to the angel of death, go and do to him whatever he wishes. Azal Eschaze. So he went and the angel of death went and came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says, Amrle Achvile Tuchte. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to him, before you kill me, let me see where I'm going to be in the Olam Haba. Amrle L'chayai, the angel said, fine, I'm going to show you. Amrle Havli Sakinach. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, give me your knife, I don't trust you. How do I know that you're going to really take me there without killing me first? Maybe you're going to frighten me along the way. So the angel gave the knife to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kimato asam. When they got there, Dalia kamachvile. The angel lifted up Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to show him the other side. Shivar nafal hugisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi immediately jumped to the other side and nakte bekarna deglima. The Malach HaMaves, the angel of death, was holding on to the corner of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's coat. Amrei b'shvuasa d'lo asina. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, I swear an oath that I'll not come back. Now, the Malach HaMaves had a problem. He wanted to take back Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi took an oath that he can't go back. Amar kucha b'richu, so God said, Yitshal ha-shvuasa nehadar. If Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has ever made an oath and then he tried to take it back, then we'll make him go back. But the case was, Elo will not other. But if he has never taken an oath, he won't go back. So Amarle Havli Sakinai. So the angel of death said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, at least give me my knife back. He says, I'm not giving it back to you. I don't want to give you your knife back. You're going to use it to kill people. The heavenly voice went out and said, give him back his knife. The Mispaila Briyasa. Everybody needs it. We need to kill people. Death is required. Once heard from Steve Jobs, Lahavdil, that he said that death was the greatest invention. So the world needs people to die. If you don't die, we won't feel the obligation to work. Machrez El Yo Kameh. Elijah the prophet announced before him, Panum Malkum Labarivai, make a place for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Panum Malkum Labarivai, make a place for him. Also, Ashkei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they found Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi found Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Havi Yasav al Talas Asar Tichtake. He was sitting on Talas Asar Tichtake Pisa. He was sitting on 13 chairs of gold. Amrwe Atu Bar Levi, he said, are you Rabbi Shimon ben Levi? Amrwe Hain, he said, yes, I am. He says, Nira Sa Keshas Biamecha, was there a rainbow during your lifetime? Amrwe Hain, he said, yes, there was. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, well, then you can't be Bar Levi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi was such a tzaddik that there was no, that there would have been no rainbow. A rainbow was a sign that Hashem was going to destroy the world. And so therefore, if there was really a rainbow, then you're obviously not Rabbi Shimon Levi, but Velohi. Rabbi Shimon Levi was not telling the truth. There was never a rainbow in his lifetime. He said, I don't want to assume favor for myself. The Gemara then tells a story about Rav China Bar Papa, who was also a friend of the Malach HaMavas. And he says, and when the Malach HaMavas came to him and said, let me be alone, let me have more time to review my learning, he wasn't given more time. But because he wasn't helping the people with Rasa. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was given this extra time. He was the only person in the world and human existence ever to go into the Garden of Eden alive, and it's because he recognized the value, the power the Torah study could do for sick people. And it's for this reason that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi merited to be able to go into the Garden of Eden while alive.